Harper Audio presents Shadow of Power by Steve Martini, narrated by George Guidel. Copyright 2008 by Paul Madriani Incorporated. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Prologue. May, Curaçao, the Dutch Antilles. The sugar-white powder was so hot on their feet that they skipped and took long strides across the distance to the darker sand cooled by the surf. Here, incoming waves piled up small pieces of sharp, broken coral and created a steep shelf in the shallow water. Arthur Guinness had trouble hobbling through the ankle-deep waves and nearly fell as his feet slid down the coral shelf into deeper water. To someone still recovering from hip surgery, the warm, clear salt water of the Caribbean was like therapy. He moved out until it was up to his chest, at which point he slipped his mask and snorkel on top of his head and started to pull the swim fins onto his feet. The sun glinted off the aquamarine surface of the sea. Behind them, a large four-masted schooner was tied up to the dock at the end of the jetty, full of tourists on a trip to one of the other islands. Another, larger vessel, a research ship, was moored farther back in the lagoon. The island was dotted with deep lagoons and coves cut into the coral rock by eons of erosion. It was a smuggler's paradise. But Guinness and his young friend had another mission in mind. Locals had told them about a small tugboat sunk on the reef several hundred yards out. Hip or no hip, Guinness was determined to dive on it. The doctors wouldn't allow him to use tanks any longer. They told him he was too old. So he was relegated to free diving with a mask and snorkel.